First up, the inflation situation. Headline is, inflation surged in January, and by the most we'd seen in 3 months. As a reminder, inflation is a rise in prices and decline in the ability to purchase. It's like if someone gives you $20, you go to the movies, but the cost of a movie ticket is now $17, and last year it was only $15 for a movie at your local theater. Rising inflation means that your $20 just won't get you as much as it used to. But despite the fact that inflation costs grew this month, they've continued to slow for the year overall. But economists are bracing for uncertainty, and it seems like no one, not even the experts, have any clue what's going to happen next. And part of this is because so many factors contribute to what makes up inflation. All economists know is that inflation has changed household budgets and altered American spending habits, especially in terms of discretionary spending. That means extra money to spend on entertainment, eating out, and travel. We'll hear now from CNN business and politics correspondent Vanessa Yurkevich, who has more on what's happening in the market.
It's been a bumpy road to cool inflation and a longer road than many Americans would like to see. But some good news, year-over-year inflation cooled to 6.4%, falling for 7 straight months. But inflation in January rose 0.5%, and inflation and the economy have been key issues for President Biden. And coming off this report, he said that it is good news, but there is still work to do as inflation remains too high. So the biggest inflation drivers were energy costs, which includes gas, up 1.5% from a year ago. Shelter, which contributed to nearly half the increase last month, that rose 7.9% year over year. And food costs remaining extremely high, up 10.1% year over year. Some key items at the grocery store costing more. Eggs up 70%, butter up 26.3%, and lettuce up 17.2% year over year. But you'll see some savings on a couple items at the grocery store. Beef, veal, and bacon all down year over year. So how does this translate to Americans' budgets? Well, according to Moody's Analytics, families are spending nearly $400 more a month this year than they did last year on the same goods and services because of inflation. So this signals that there is still work for the Federal Reserve to do. We can expect continued interest rate hikes to try to bring down inflation in the months to come.